You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is here, and as you know, he's a teacher, but that doesn't sit so well at home when he tries to assist his daughter in learning math.
And a very good morning to you all. My daughter, who's in fifth grade, was a bit worried recently about a math test that was coming up, so I asked her what was troubling her. She said that she was pretty sure that 2 out of the 10 questions on the test would have to do with fractions, and she wasn't sure that she would be able to do them. Right, so, says I, let's see if I can help. Half an hour later, she's in tears, totally frustrated. Now, I know that many of you out there have done that. Your kid needs help with math, and you step in, but it all ends in the gnashing of teeth and the wailing of tears. I wouldn't mind, but I'm an elementary school teacher, so you think I'd be well placed to help out. Ah, yes, but you see, with my kids in the class, if they don't understand, I just say the same thing over again, only louder. Works every time. The same strategy, by the way, is perfect if you're ever in a foreign country and you're lost. Your interlocutor does not understand a word you say. Simply repeat it, only louder, and keep repeating it louder and louder until they do understand. Come to think of it, I wonder if math is a foreign language. But anyway, back to my daughter. She's a smart kid, gets it from her dad, of course, but she does seem to struggle with math now and again. Her mom and I are not the most mathematically literate, which is really just a euphemism for saying I'm thick at math. Okay, I admit it, but I don't want to tell my daughter that because the last thing I need for her to get into her head is the impression that she's never going to be any good at math. Well, she'll just give up ever before even trying. The trouble is, now she's trying. She's trying my patience because she's so frustrated at my approach of helping her. She's trying to add fractions, so I bring home a math game from work that uses pizzas that have been cut up into various fraction slices. I'm not playing with some kids' toys, she says, dismissing this game approach. I managed to talk her into at least playing a few games anyway, but in doing so, I realise that she has a very, very shaky understanding of what fractions actually are. Like, when I put on the table a third, a fourth and a twelfth, and I ask her to pick out which one is the fourth, or, you know, like the quarter, well, she looks a bit lost. She's not sure. Lord above, says I to myself, this child wants to be able to add a third and a half in some mixed fractions thing, and she can't even identify a fourth of a pizza. And what's worse, she's getting stroppy with me, telling me that this game approach is simply not necessary. I'm taking deep breaths at this stage. Okay, says I. So we go on the computer onto this website where this guy uses a very straightforward chalk and talk approach to explain how to add fractions. And she gets it. Well, sort of. Well, what she really gets is that she knows now that there's a series of steps that you need to go through in order to get the answer. But to me, that's pretty useless. Like, yeah, I can recite Shakespeare, but I've no idea what it means. And at this point, a debate breaks out in the house as to what is the best thing to do to help this child. Should we allow her to go on simply following the formula and therefore, like, get to the right answer? Or do I again try to get her to understand what it is she's actually doing, but risk angst and anguish into the bargain? Well, you'll have to tune in next week, won't you, to find out. We'll talk to you then. And in the meantime, have a lovely week now. Bye-bye.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.